The biography of another powerful female figure of the 20th century has given commentator Andrei Cădrescu a new perspective on our times.
Emma Goldman's autobiography, Living My Life, is one of those books worth revisiting in times of crisis. Goldman was once considered the most dangerous woman in America. Young J. Edgar Hoover cut his teeth in pursuit of Red Emma, anarchist agitator and enemy of capitalism. The Russian-born Goldman was a political, social, and sexual radical. She was imprisoned for her incendiary oratory and was eventually deported from the United States in 1919. She traveled to Bolshevik Russia, where she was bitterly disappointed by communist reality, and spent most of the rest of her life in Europe, missing America. In the decades following her death, she evolved from a 19th-century anarchist into a pop icon, serving on the way as a patron saint for the women's movement, a test case for the limits of free speech, and a colorful character in novels, plays, and movies. Shrapnel from her ideas can be found in everyone from sexual libertarians to Reaganites, Jewish radicals, and academics. Fearless Emma would have been gratified and startled by some of her posthumous victories. A working class in vastly better circumstances, but still in the hands of bosses. Birth control, no longer a criminal offense, but still under attack. A judicial system with better safeguards, but still embattled. Free speech, well established, but hardly to be taken for granted. She'd find many of her issues eerily familiar. The new talk about seditious immigrants, homeland security, universal snitching, governmental secrecy, and corporate corruption would send her right to the barricades. The word anarchist, often synonymous with terrorist, has renewed publicity value for law enforcement. The question is now asked of every immigrant: have you now or ever been affiliated with an anarchist organization? For most young people, anarchist is mainly an adjective denoting nonconformism. But to the authorities, from Goldman to the present, it represents a cluster of threats defined vaguely and conveniently deployed. After nearly a century of carefully nurtured civil liberties, the old boogeymen are back. We need some fierce libertarians. Come home, Emma Goldman.
Andrei Cădrescu. His latest novel is Casanova in Bohemia.